Village Kids Advent Podcast 2022. The Adventure of Christmas.
Welcome back to the Village Kids Advent Podcast. We are getting closer and closer to Christmas time. And here on December 22nd, we are going to be talking about what it is to worship. And I have a special guest with me today, and I would love for her to introduce herself. So will you tell us your first name, my special guest?
Olivia.
And Olivia, what grade are you in?
Fourth.
What's your favorite thing about fourth grade?
Math.
Girl, you are the like 900th person who has said math is their favorite thing. I had no idea that I was in the presence of so many math whizzes. That's crazy. What kind of math do you like the most?
We're dividing. I like dividing.
You like dividing. I feel like dividing was where my brain was like, stop, no, don't take things away. That's pretty fun. So now I know where I'm going to have all of my math needs met. It is going to be in the fourth graders because you all like math. I'm excited. I needed someone to like math. So what are we talking about today? What is our theme? What is our topic?
Worship.
Worship. And so we're going to be talking about how it is on our knees and we're watching other people worship this baby Jesus. But before we jump into that, I have a couple of questions that I would like to know about you. What are you looking forward to most about Christmas?
Spending time with all my cousins, family, and friends on Christmas Eve every year.
Ooh, so every year you get to be together kind of like with everybody. What's your favorite thing about that time?
My favorite thing about that time is we go to my grandma and papa's house. Now that they move, we're going to Del Webb now, and we're going to spend Christmas with them.
Fun, very fun. So, so basically what I'm hearing is you love to be together.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, well, give me all the people all together. We've been adventuring this Christmas season, right, in our Advent. So tell me, what is a favorite adventure that you have been on?
Florida.
Florida, okay. Like, what do you like to do in Florida? How is that an adventure for you?
It's an adventure for us because this is the first time when we went to a different, like, type of
place
mm-hmm. in Florida.
Mm-hmm. So you had to do something, like, new.
Yeah.
Can I tell you why Florida is an adventure for me? Because I'm so kind of scared of crocodiles and alligators. I can't remember which one. That the whole time I'm in Florida, I feel like every step I take, I should have to be, like, looking around to be, like, it's like kind of like Jurassic Park. It's what it feels like to me. Am I about to be eaten by an alligator? I don't know, because they're everywhere. That's how I feel like when I'm in Florida. You probably are much more normal and have good thoughts than I do, because my thoughts just go crazy sometimes. Tell me, what is something you like most about adventures?
I like most about adventures is that me and my cousin, Quinn, we go out in the ocean. We catch like fish, mini fish by the shore.
Uh-huh. So you're just like getting to see like all the stuff that lives in the ocean, pulling it up, checking it out. What do you like least about adventures?
I like least about it when we get earaches and we get sick.
Yes, right? You're like, so sometimes that water gets trapped in your ear and it just does silly things in there. That's true. Earaches are, they're painful. All right, so as we talk about adventures, can you tell us, where are we going today?
Bethlehem.
And when the wise men found Jesus, what do you think they were feeling?
Happy.
Yeah, I think they're feeling joy. They had these gifts prepared and they were wanting to worship. And so my hope today is that we are all looking at our own hearts and trying to prepare them to worship Jesus just as the wise men did. So I have a quick question for you. Where would you most like to go? Would you want to go to another country, into space, like to Mars? Would you like to go under the sea? Or is there someplace close by that you'd like to go?
I'd like to go to West Virginia.
Ooh, and you've been there before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you're like, I would like to go to someplace I've been before. It was beautiful. My family is there, right?
Yeah, my cousin lives there.
Yep. And it's a, you enjoy, you've already talked about your cousin, right? And that's a special person for you. So you're like, hey, can we spend more time together? Because you like to be together. And I love that. And so today we're joining the wise men as they finally arrive at the place that they've traveled, right? They've been traveling for hundreds of miles to try to find where they're supposed to be. And so where are we in the Bible in today's story? Do you know?
Matthew.
Yep. We're going to be in Matthew chapter 2. And here we see that the wise men, they've been traveling for months, finally arrived in Jerusalem. King Herod sent them 6 miles down the road to a tiny town called
Bethlehem.
Bethlehem. Right? And could God's final king really be here? I'm pretty sure that's what they're thinking. They're thinking, where are you sending us right now? Right? It just, they're exhausted and no one seems excited. Everyone seems worried and confused. And so now we are going to read this passage and I want you to be looking out for what the wise men did when they found the baby king. All right, Miss Olivia, will you read for us Matthew 2 verses 9 through 12?
After listening to the king, they went on their way, and before the star that they have seen when it rose before them, it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy, and going into the house, they saw the children where Mary the mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opened their treasures, they offered his gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to, they departed to their own country by other way.
Okay, so here are the wise men, right? They find him. And what did they do when they found him?
They bowed down and worshipped him.
Mm-hmm. It was just like overwhelming, probably. It was like their innate sense, like, oh, there he is, right? Have you ever seen anything that you, when you saw it, you were like, I should bow down and worship this? Probably not, right? You've never seen Jesus, right? So you're like, no, but this is what the wise men did. They were like, you know what? It just like compelled them. Like his presence just compelled them to bow down on their knees and to worship him. And so how does this show that they were truly wise? Like we see the wise men, they bow down on their knees. How does this show that they truly were wise men?
They came to him and he was about to be king.
Mm-hmm. So they came to him because he was about to be king. He was king born in a manger, still very little, but they also avoided the real king, Herod, at the time, right? But this shows that they were wise men because they see him and they know who he is. And so one of the greatest sources of wisdom is us to know who God is, what he says, and that we actually know how to live that out with skill in our lives. What is something that's precious to you?
My pets.
Your pets. How do we decide what to do? Do we just do what everyone else does? Do we do exactly the same thing? What do you think?
I think we should do what we think.
How do you think the wise men made the hard choice to not go back to Herod and tell him where the baby was? Like, how do you think they made that choice?
They made that choice because everybody was like telling them like to go, and they wanted to go because he was about to be king and everybody knew about him.
But Herod actually wanted to destroy him.
Yeah.
So they're like, we're not going to be able to go and tell you the information that you were looking for, so you can go destroy him. That would be counterproductive to our worship, right? And so it's pretty hard sometimes to try to figure out what is the right thing. And it's hard to make wise choices, just like the wise men did. And so let's worship Jesus with our choices, and let's give Jesus everything that is precious to us and see how our decisions become even wiser. Has there ever been any decisions for yourself that you're like, this is a hard decision to make, but I want to worship Jesus with this decision? Any decisions that you've made that you're like, I'm going to make the right choice, even though it's hard?
My friends has been like telling me stuff. Some of them has been like telling me to do like mean stuff to my other friends. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm not joining it because this one friend, she wanted to like steal something from my other friend because she wouldn't, the friend wouldn't let her have it. So she like got her other friend just like, you want to steal something? And I'm like, I'm out of it. You can do it. I'm not doing it.
Mm-hmm. So you were trying to make a wise choice to not be involved in someone else's like mean spirited and revengeful like choice, right? And so wisdom is that skill in living that allows us to be able to be like, okay, God, I want to make my choices based upon what you want my choices to be. And I want to honor you with them. And so I would just love for you, Miss Olivia, to close in prayer for today and pray that we would just be able to understand what worshiping Jesus looks like for us today, and that our hearts would desire to do that above all else. Will you close this in prayer?
Thank you, God, that you made us able to go to church and worship with you. And thank you for everybody's family and friends and cousins and everybody you have that's special. Amen.
Amen. And can you close out our time together by wishing our listeners just a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
All right. Have a wonderful day, everybody.